Good morning, everyone. It's the 18th of February, 2024, and we're having services here at Pineville Grace Fellowship this morning. Sovereign Grace Church in Joplin is not having services this morning because there's a lot of sicknesses going through the Michael Smith family. I would ask that everyone that use this service this morning to remember the Smith family in prayer, that God would restore them back to health. Well, we're going to sing a few songs from the old school hymnal. I'd probably sing more from the Gadsby hymnal if I knew the tunes, but I don't know all the tunes in there. Also, we're going to sing a few from the Psalter, some of the Psalms as well this morning. And then we're going to talk this morning about the power of God. The power of God. So I'm going to turn this camera around and basically, Rosette and Mark have picked out two from the old school hymnal and two from the Psalter, and I've picked out two from each of them as well. Is that all right? Okay. So, the first one Mark has picked out is 171 in the old school hymnal, Hark the Jubilee is Sounding. William Cowper wrote this song. Hark the Jubilee is sounding, oh, the joyful news is come. Pre-salvation is proclaimed in and through God's Holy Son. Now we have complete redemption through the meek and lowly Lamb. Glory, honor, and salvation, Christ the Lord is come to reign. Now let each one cease from wondering, come and follow Christ the way. We shall always, we do not stray. Golden moments we've neglected, yet the Lord forgives again. Glory, honor, and salvation, Christ the Lord is come to reign. Come, let us run, race with patience, look unto Christ the way. Who doth live and reign forever with his Father and our God. He is worthy to be praised, he is our exalted King. Glory, honor, and salvation, Christ the Lord is come to reign. Come, dear children, praise your Jesus, praise him evermore. May his great love now constrain us, so his great name we'll adore. Oh, then let us join together, his wondrous name to proclaim. Glory, honor, and salvation, Christ the Lord is come to reign. Okay, Rosette has picked out 356. 356. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. He is a kind, compassionate friend. If I but ask Him, He will deliver, make all my troubles quickly an end. Tempted and tried, I need a great Savior, one who can help my burdens to bear. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, He all my cares and sorrows will share. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus, and He will help me over the world the victory to win. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Okay, let's sing 372. 372. Wait, that's not right. I must have wrote the wrong one down here. Four seventy-two. In faraway realms of a happier clime, in an endless eternity, our God so loved us that He gave His Son, that living with Him we might be. Oh, my soul for Jesus is bound, seeking the one that was lost, by His love eternally bound, bought by the blood of the cross. From heavenly glory the Son of God came, no room for Him in the end. But living He taught, and dying became the God-given ransom for sin. His story grows sweeter with each passing hour, as of the resurrection we tell, of His coming to gather His own by His power, in His presence forever to dwell. Oh, my soul for Jesus is bound, seeking the one that was lost, by His love eternally bound, but by the blood of the cross. Okay, the first one that we're going to sing out of the Psalter is Mark has chosen is 33A. 33A. Mark, you want to start that?
You rise to praise the Lord with joy. It's good that just men praise Him for
with thanks the Lord of praise, the harp and ten-string bridle bring, with skill resounding praises, sing a new song to His name. For upright is Jehovah's word, He does in all His work record His faithfulness and word, in justice and in doing right. Jehovah always takes delight, His mercy fills the earth. Jehovah's word the heavens take, and all the hosts of them array. His breath has caused to be, He rolls the waters heap on heap. He gathers all the mighty deep in caverns of the sea. Let all the earth Jehovah fear, let all that dwell both far and near in awe before Him stand. When He has spoken, it was done, and finished was each work begun when once He gave command.
Okay, Rosette has chosen number 2, Psalm 2.
Why do heathen
nations rage? Why do gospels folly mine? Kings of earth in plots engage, rulers are in league combined, then against Jehovah high, and against Messiah sway. Let us break their bands, they cry, let us cast their cords away. But the Lord will scorn them all, He will laugh who sits on high. Then His wrath will on Him fall, sore displeased He will reply. Yet according to My will, I have set My King to reign, and on Zion's holy hill My anointed I'll maintain. His decree I will make known, unto Me the Lord did say, Thou art My beloved Son, I've begotten Thee this day. Ask of Me and Thee I'll make heir to earth and nations all, then with iron I shall break, dashing them in pieces small. Therefore, kings, be wise, give ear, hearken, judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with godly fear, mingle trembling with your mirth. Kiss the Son, His wrath to turn, lest you perish in the way, for His anger soon will burn. Blessed are all that on Him stay.
Okay, the last one we're going to sing is 89A. 89A.
The loving kindness of the Lord forever I will sing. Thy faithfulness to every age my mouth and song shall bring. For mercy shall be built, said I, forever to endure, and in the heavens thy faithfulness thou wilt establish sure. I've made a covenant with Him who is my chosen one, to David who my servant is, what I have sworn be done. Thy seed I will establish firm, forever to remain, and unto generations all Thy throne I will maintain. The praises of Thy wonders, Lord, the heavens shall express. In the assembly of the saints, Thy faithfulness confess.
Well, we're glad you could join us this morning for this service. We didn't know we were going to do this service until we got a call from Michael yesterday afternoon. But there's been a lot of flu symptoms going around in his family. Don't forget to remember them in prayer. It's like we got a emergency vehicle going by. Fire truck, it looks like. Today I want to talk about the power of God. You know, we sang these songs this morning about why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing, and how that God is going to hold them in derision and laugh at them. We also see that in the Bible, there are many, many passages of Bible in the Bible that talk about the power of God. So we're going to look at some of those passages this morning. In Ephesians 1:19 it says, "And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us for who believe? According to the working of His mighty power." Exceeding greatness of His power. You know, God is not limited in time or scope or place. He's omniscient, He's omnipotent, He's omnipresent. Christ described the power that He had in John 10:18. He said, "No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father." He also told the disciples that He was going to give them this power. In Luke 10:19, He said, "I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." That's a lot of power. Second Corinthians 13:4, "For though He was crucified through weakness, yet He liveth by the power of God. For we also are weak in Him, but we shall live with Him by the power of God toward you." You know, all of this lust for power in our world, when we get see people get up and beat on their chest, we see Donald Trump get up and beat his chest and say all the good things he's done and all the things he's going to do and how he's going to stop World War III and how he's going to stop the war in the Ukraine and how he's going to make America great again, and on and on he goes. You know, Pilate thought he had some power, didn't he, over Christ. Pilate saith unto him, John 19:10, "Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest not that I have power to crucify and I have power to release thee?" What did Christ tell him? "You have no power at all unless it's given to you from above." Daniel 8:24 talks about the power of God, and he says His power shall be mighty, but not by His own power. He shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper in practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. If one is indwelt with the Holy Spirit of God, they have the power of God. 1 Corinthians 4:20 says the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Job 36:22, behold, God exalteth by his power. Who teacheth like him? Psalm 65:6, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power. Isaiah 40:29, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Psalm 21:13, be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength, so will we sing and praise thy power. Numbers 14:17, and now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great according as thou hast spoken. Ecclesiastes 8:4, where the word of a king is, there is power, and who may say unto him, what doest thou? There's a lot of people today that think they have the power to do a lot of things, but they have no power unless God gives it to them. Psalm 147:5, great is our Lord and of great power, his understanding is infinite. 2 Samuel 22:33, God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. Ephesians 6:10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Colossians 2:10, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Psalm 145:11, they shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power. Matthew 9:8, but when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Luke 4:20-32, they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. Psalm 62:11, God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. We listen to that song again, God is in control. There has been a line that's been drawn throughout all the ages, and it will never change. God is in control. 1 Corinthians 6:14, and God hath both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by his own power. Luke 21:27, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Matthew 22:29, Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do error, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. 1 Peter 1:5, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last times. 2 Corinthians 4:7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. 2 Timothy 1:7, but God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even Job 37:23, touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He is excellent in power and in judgment, and in plenty of justice he will not afflict. Luke 22:69, hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. We have instances in the Bible where God gives power to certain people. Remember what happened to Stephen? Acts 6:8 says, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. We see all the apostles after the ascension of Christ, how they went about healing the sick and doing many miracles. And Christ told them that they were going to get this power, did he not? Luke 24:49, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Ephesians 3:7, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. There's many psalms that talk about the power of God bringing down enemies. Psalm 59:11, slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. 1 Corinthians 2:4, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. First Corinthians 1:18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. Jude 1:25, to the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Luke 9:1, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. Psalm 78:26, he caused an east wind to blow in the heavens, and by his power he brought in the south wind. Job 26:12, he divideth the sea with his power, and by his understanding he smiteth through the proud. Colossians 1:11, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. You know, there's so many different passages that proclaim the power of God. Romans 1:4, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Colossians 1:13, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Mark 13:26, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Psalm 66:7, he ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations, let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. Acts 4:7, and when they had set them in the midst, they asked him, by what power or by what name have ye done this? Daniel Daniel 2:37, Thou, O King, art a King of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. Mark 12:24, Jesus answering said unto them, Do ye therefore err, because ye know not the scriptures, neither the power of God? 2 Peter 1:16, For we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. You know, one of these days, I did a sermon one time called Shock and Awe, when the Bush was in office after the towers came down. He said he was going to show shock and awe. Bush hasn't seen anything when God shows his power. Psalm 68:35, O God, thou art terrible out of the holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. Second Corinthians 7, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. That scripture that I was talking about a while ago when Christ was answering Pilate, you can see that in John 19:11. Jesus answered, Thou couldst have no power at all against me except it were given to me from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. Romans 9:22, What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction? Psalm 66:3, Say unto God, How terrible art thou in thy works! Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. Matthew 28:18, And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Christ was getting ready to perform a miracle, and they were giving him a hard time because he said to the person he was healing, Thy sins be forgiven thee. And he says in Mark 2:10, But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, you know, take up thy bed and walk. Romans 9:21, Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? Hath not the potter power over the clay? 2 Corinthians 12:9, And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Revelation 19:1, And after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. Luke 4:14, And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. Luke 9:43, And they were all amazed at the mighty power of God. But while they wondered every one at all things which Jesus did, he said unto his disciples. Revelation 5:12, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." I would strongly recommend you all to utilize KingJamesBibleOnline.org. I've used it for many, many years, and it's been a real blessing. KingJamesBibleOnline.org is a great place to do studies, word studies, and all kind of things. Revelation 15:13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 1:24. But unto them which are called, both Jew and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. We have the account in the Old Testament not only of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but we also have the account of Daniel in the lion's den. Daniel 6:27. He delivereth and rescueth. He worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. Romans 13:1. There, a lot of people are making a big deal over Romans 13 now, trying to say that you have to be subject to evil governments, and you have to come against the law of God. You have to obey the government. Romans 13:1 says, "Let every soul be subject to the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that are ordained are of God. The powers that be are ordained of God." Mark 14:62, and Jesus said, "I am, and ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven." 2 Timothy 1:8, "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partakers of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God." Romans 15:19, "Through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Lycrium I have fully preached the gospel of Christ." Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greeks." Exodus 9:16, "And every deed for this cause have I raised thee up, for to show in thee my power, that my name may be declared throughout all the earth." That's what we're doing this morning. We're declaring the name of Christ throughout all the earth. Jeremiah 32:7. "Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there's nothing too hard for thee." Second Chronicles 25:8. "But if thou wilt go, do it, be strong for the battle. God shall make thee fall before the enemy, but God hath power to help and to cast down." Visions 1:21, "Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come." A lot of people think that you can set goals and go out and be a great success and pick yourself up by your bootstraps and everything else, but we find in Deuteronomy 8:18, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers, that it is this day." You don't have the power to get wealth of your own self. Deuteronomy 9:29, yet they are thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest out by thy mighty power and by thy stretched out arm. Philippians 3:10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Romans 16:25, now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. Luke 4:36, and they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. God showed mighty signs and wonders while he was down here on this earth. And Thomas Jefferson wrote a Bible and made sure he took them all out of his Bible. He didn't want people to see the miracles that Christ had performed. Psalm 110:3, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. There's no such thing as free will here. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. Isaiah 40:26, lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things that bringeth out their hosts by number? He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. John 17:2, Christ is praying to God the Father. This is called the high priestly prayer. And he says, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Psalm 59:16, but I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the trouble, for thou hast in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. You know, they came to Christ and they asked him, teach us how to pray. And he, part of his prayer is, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Exodus 15:6, thy right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. 1 Thessalonians 1:5, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. Second Thessalonians 1:11, wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. 1 Timothy 6:16, who only hath immortality dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. 2 Peter 1:3, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. 151:1, praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power. Zechariah 4:6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by my might, nor by my power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Christ said in Luke 12:5, But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him that after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Revelation 11:17, saying, We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. There's a lot of people today that are denying the power of God and taking the power for themselves, like Donald Trump and like Joe Biden. And like a lot of the people in the Senate and the House, they think they have all this power. They have no power if it wasn't given to them, to them from above. Luke 1:17, He shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedience to the wisdom of the just to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Revelation 7:12, saying, Amen, blessed, glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, honor, and power, and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Matthew 10:1, And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases. Jeremiah 10:12. He made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom, hath stretched out the heavens by his discretion. Revelation 4:11, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they were created. Acts 10:38, And God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Romans 9:17, For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, Even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Acts 26:18, To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Luke 5:24, But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins. He saith unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy couch and go into thine house. You know, Satan tried to play God when he said to Christ, you know, I'll give you all this power if you'll just bow down to me. But Satan didn't have the power to give it to him. Luke 4:6, And the devil said to him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that he is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever will I give it. A lot of people think that Satan has a lot of power, don't they? First Chronicles 29:12, Though both riches and honor come of thee, thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thy hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. Jeremiah 27:5, I have made the earth, the man and the beast, and are, and that are upon the ground, by my great power and by my outstretched arm, and have given it unto whom it seemed meet unto me. Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. God reveals himself to his created beings. There's a lot of people that deny that they're created, and they hold on to a lot of Darwinian evolutionary garbage. But the book of Romans dispels that in Romans 20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse. Well, we see God's power is revealed from Genesis all the way from Genesis through Revelation, is not. You know, who can know the power of God? Who can even fathom the power of God? You know, there's going to be a time when this power is going to be given to the beast. God's going to give the power to the beast. God's the one that gives power to all of his created beings. Revelation 13:5, there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. You know? And there's another place in Revelation that says that he's going to give him power to overcome the saints. But, you know, that's just temporary. 1 Corinthians 15:24, then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and authority and power. Well, God showed his mighty power when he delivered the Israelites out of Egypt and let them walk across on dry land. And then he folded the sea over on Pharaoh and destroyed him and all of his armies. Second Kings 17:36. But the Lord who brought you up out of the land of Egypt with great power and a stretched out arm, him shall you fear, and him shall you worship, and to him shall you do sacrifice. Nahum 1:3, the Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. Romans 12:10, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and the strength and the kingdom of God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Whenever the angel came to Mary to announce that she was going to conceive, he conceived of the Holy Ghost and bare a child. In Luke 1:35, the angel answered, said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. I talked a while ago about the account of the three Hebrew children, you know, and they threw these three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace, and we have that account in Daniel 3:27, and the governors, the princes, the governors and the captains and the king's counselors being gathered together saw these men upon whose body the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed, neither was their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were protected by the power of God. And there was one likened the Son of God amongst them in the fire. I hope this has been revealing this morning to see how many instances we have demonstrated the power of Christ, the power of God in the Word of God. You know, they're going to worship a false god. You see in Revelation 13:4, they worship the dragon which gave power unto the beast. And they worship the beast, saying, who is likened the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Well, I'll tell you who can make war with the beast. And Revelation 13:15, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should be both speak and cause as many would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. You know what? That beast has no power at all unless it was given to him by God himself. Hosea 13:14, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plague. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. God is sovereign over evil. And if you don't believe it, all you have to do is read your Bible, Revelation 6:4. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given unto him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. Where did that come from? Where did all that power come from? 1 Chronicles 29:11, thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as a head above all. Matthew 24:30. Now the preterists say this has already happened. I don't agree with it at all. Last time I checked, we're still breathing on the face of this earth, are we not? Matthew 24:30, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. No secret rapture. Every eye will see them. It says they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He's coming back as a conquering king, not as a suffering servant. Revelation 5:13. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Second Chronicles 14:11. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest in thee. On thee and in thy name we go against this multitude, O Lord. Thou art our God, let not man prevail against thee. Ezra 8:22. The hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. Well, I think that it's been made eminently clear this morning that God has all the power. A man doesn't have the power. And if we will just remember that, if God will show us that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, then we'll have much more comfort in that. Let's end this with, open my eyes that I may see. 508. 508. I'll turn this back around. Can you see that with me? Open my eyes that I may see.
Open my eyes that I may see. Glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open mine eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine, open my ears that I may hear. Voices of truth thou sendest clear, and while the babe notes fall on my ear, everything false will disappear. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine, open my mouth and let me bear gladly the warm truth everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare love with thy children thus to share. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine.
Does anybody have any other ones they want to sing? All right, well, let's have a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you that you have all power in heaven and earth. We're glad to know that you are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, and that you're the only one worthy. Help us to always remember that you're King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we pray in Christ's name. Amen.